mindful of two things. First of all, the trees. It is not good if you take leaves or if you inconvenience the trees by, maybe it's a small tree, and if you lean against the small tree, whoop, it will go towards the ground. Because we have heard from Vrindavan Mahimamrita that the trees here are great sages, capable of giving blessings, but also capable of being disturbed. This forest is something else than our senses tell us. The trees are saints or wish-fulfilling trees. And more than anything, please know that not very far away, just on the hill, there's Gopal Raj, the king of the cowherders, who is watching us. So I always think, when you are in a sacred forest, you should try to act spiritually. When you are on a sacred mountain, you should not climb it with the boots of a mountain scaler. When you are in a sacred forest, you must observe the traffic rules of divinity. Be here very aware, very conscious, and very deeply absorbed in the holy name. Having said all this, I wish you a wonderful second day of your holy name retreat. May Krishna fulfill your spiritual desires. May Krishna give you the next steps for your spiritual life. And please take your seat in this wonderful, wonderful, it's called Govardhan Tere, the land of Giriraj. Hare Krishna. This, in a way, is a sacrifice also. The chanting of the holy name is called a yagya, a nam yagya, performed for the pleasure of the Lord. It is also a process that will bring out which will manifest the Lord's presence. Today I read in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam, and I could relish one verse which I wanted to actually share with you. It's a verse which is very relevant. Please allow me to just find it. It describes really process of bhakti in a very, very nice way, as bringing out something which is inherent. Like we all know, Krishna is here in Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan. So bhakti is, when Krishna sees that we have bhakti in our hearts, he will manifest himself. There's a very nice, this verse comes in the 8th canto, 6th chapter, verse 12. It says, just like one can derive fire from wood, and just like one can get milk from a cow, food, grains, and water from the land. And similarly, by the practice of bhakti yoga, even within the material world, one can achieve the Lord's favor. Do you understand? There is fire within the wood. And if you kindle it, if you bring it forth, whoa, you have the benefit of fire, which is good in the night to see and to give warmth. Or there is milk in the cow, but only if you milk the cow can you derive the benefit of the milk. In the same way, Krishna is there, my dear devotees, and by chanting the holy names, it is actually possible for you to experience Krishna, just like the fire in the wood or the milk in the cow. Before I start, I would like to chant a prayer which tells us a little bit about what we are doing. It's also from the 8th canto. Yagyesha Yagya Purushachuta Tirthapada Tirtha Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadeya Apanaloka Vijino Pashoma Pattaya Sannakridisha Bhagavan Asi Dinanata. The prayer says, O Master of Sacrifice, Krishna is the master of this sacrifice. O personification of sacrifice, O infallible Lord, your feet are the shelter of all holy places. You know, this Govardhan sits at the feet of Krishna. Yamunaji is at the feet of Krishna. Ganga is at the feet of Krishna. O most famous one, O Lord whose name is auspicious to hear, you appear to diminish the suffering of your surrendered devotees. O original Lord, please give your blessings to all of us here under the trees of your forest. O Supreme Controller, O Lord, the only shelter of the wretched souls. So this is a little bit of meditation. O Lord of this sacrifice, O Lord, under whose feet all the holy places reside. O Lord of the fallen, of the wretched, of those who are surrendered to you. O Lord, our dear Lord, who took away the pride of Indra, please accept our little offering for your pleasure.